What would you like about the line combos and D pairings you had out there?
I don't know, Paul. I was overly, you know, like focused on that. Like, you know, Kopp, Lowry, and Wheeler are going to be a pretty good line on any day, but an exhibition maybe even more so, right? They're all guys that play the exact same way every night. So, I don't know that I really. All I was assessing the veteran guys are on their kind of, I don't even know if willingness is the right word. We're working on three or four things. I wanted those three or four things to be seen in the game. I liked it. I thought we were good in those areas. And then I don't pay attention to them. So, but I was fine. I mean, they looked a little bit like we did in Edmonton. There wouldn't have been a lot of veteran presence, so it's hard to gauge really anything other than, are you moving the way you're supposed to, regardless of the result? Are we moving together at the right places? So it's kind of it.
So what did you accomplish?
Yeah, no, I thought we were right there. I liked how we moved. You know, how we moved the puck, that's going to come, right? And it was all right.
Chibasov stand out again for you?
I think what happened, his first game in Edmonton, he's on the left side. He can play both sides, but he's clearly more comfortable on the right. Couple of good reads, good plays. He's got a physicality that I think we're hopeful that he's kind of learning how to use, right? It's just not as physical in the KHL strictly because of the ice, but some of it's also the size of the ice. Some of it's also the style of game that's played. So he's got a huge advantage in his power, and there's lots of opportunity, more opportunity for him to use in the game. We're going to need that to come, but he was good. Yeah, I'm far more comfortable on the right than I think he was on the left. And it was his first exhibition game and all those things.
In a general preseason sense of things, how did you feel about transition defense and maintaining a good gap tonight?
I much better in a lot of areas there. The number of dumps we would have forced. So, I like the way we move, but Stahl, Zucker, and Parise are a different animal coming through the neutral zone than the players that they had. But we were, for the most part, we were where we were supposed to be. Our minds were right in what we were trying to accomplish. It was pretty good for what we wanted to get done, but you can't really judge that when you don't have a lot of NHL guys lined up against.
Offensively, it seemed, maybe this is a function of Minnesota or maybe it's preseason, but there were a lot of looks towards the top of the zone, and I would say Blake Wheeler's goal being a really good example of that. Is that something that just happened? Is that Minnesota, or is that something you guys were looking for?
How we find people in the offensive zones is something that we've talked about. I'm not giving you guys a whole lie. I apologize to it. It's just... there are four or five things we said that we're working on, and being able to find that player in that area is important to us.
Paul, with Samaniku, obviously the offensive talent and ability has always been evident with him. Is how he handles the physical element always something you watch closely? And it seemed tonight, Minnesota, they were coming hard on the forecheck, a lot of physical forwards out there, and he seemed to handle that quite well. I saw him spin out of a few... forechecks, yeah. And move the puck.
In the first period, he had two or three good evasions there down low and got away from a hit. I don't know that I look at that anymore. I think clearly we did when he first came up. And then partway through his tour last year, it became clear that he had, in my mind, that he had figured out how to build some of what Josh Morrissey does so well in his game. Be effective at that size because you can skate well and you can handle the puck well. So for Sammy now it's reads and almost, not that you have to generate offense, but if you're an offensive guy, you have to put it on the tape every time. You've got to use that speed to get it out of our end, and then we'd like to see something at the offensive line.
And is that an element that Ville Hennila is going to have to get used to, that physical element?
Yeah.
Jordan Greenway, obviously a big body, and on that Minnesota goal, sort of drove hard to the net.
Right, but I don't have him as an issue on that. We were fine. I thought at 18, at 18 years old, I thought he was really good. Like, it's almost not so much what they accomplish. You can tell what a player's thinking by how he moves on the ice. I really liked his game. Now he's not gonna, you know, there's not a lot of points there, but he's come in and I think so you'll understand that I would never have watched any of these guys play before we draft him. And skating, he's not a real fast skater, except I don't know if that's true anymore. From development camp to now, he's quick. So speed's there. The hands and the brain are there. I's happy with him. He's not a big defenseman. You can play undersized now as long as you can skate and move the puck. I liked first exhibition game, 18 years old. That's pretty good.
And just one more for me on guys like CJ Cease and Michael Spacek, who have obviously been now in this system for a couple of years. CJ didn't play a whole lot last year because of his injury, but both those guys seem to really stand out at times tonight. And would that be an example where you've really seen development in their overall game?
So I would look at those two, and I'm going to put Seth in that, even though he's got NHL experience, and Reichel in that as well. That I think there's been a big jump from one training camp to another. Their stamina, mental and physical, they're stronger, right? They can get, but mentally they don't come in and out of games, which is exactly what all kids do, right? They're two or three shifts, especially really talented ones. You get really excited. We all remember those. We go home and, oh my God, is this kid a great player? But the four shifts where you can't find them or they're all over the ice, that's that consistency. So we've got two groups in a lot of ways, and when we're running our practice and Spacek and Seuss and a number of those in that second group, I'm really happy with that. I mean, their work level, we've run this team, this whole training camp's been tough, right? An hour and a half practices at a hard, and we haven't done a flow drill yet for the most part. It's grinding. Really happy with their ability to endure it.
Andrew Kopp is clearly a driven player, told us this morning, and then again tonight after his performance, he wants to climb as high as he can in the lineup.
Right.
Do you see him in your lineup or in the NHL
somewhere?
Did
he say that he'd score more if he played with our best players?
I heard someone say that.
Hey, Copper wants that job. I can guarantee you that. He would. That is a fact.
So do you see him being, you know, a top six type player potentially in your lineup, potentially somewhere else at some point in his career? And what do you think he needs to do to get there?
And the answer is yes, because what he's become is a style of play. He is now an identified style of play. You know, he's really, really smart defensively. He can make some plays offensively. So he can now play with different styles of player, because you know what that piece, that ingredient for the line with Andrew, you know what it is. So when we talk about guys becoming good pros, it's they're really easily identified what kind of game you're going to get out of them. I mean, the argument that I would have at times that he's been playing in our top six for two or three years, because he comes off the bench second. And on a minute, even, you know, so he, for me, now I'm not sure that he would agree with that. But I also think that Kopp and Lowry are a great pair, right? And they are clearly defined what they're good at, and they can score. I mean, these guys are just starting to come into their prime now. But I do think there's more offense there. But I never come to the rink going, boy, I hope I can get everybody to score a little bit more and nobody cares about defense, right?